AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. GOP presidential hopeful Donald Trump told a rally in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina tonight all Muslims should be banned from entering the U.S.
We have to stop the Muslims until we find out what's going on. Does that make sense, by the way? Until we find out.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says vilifying and casting suspicion on American Muslims and their religion would only threaten counterterrorism and is un-American.
Johnson spoke at the nation's second-largest mosque as Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump proposed banning all Muslims from entering the U.S. Johnson declined to respond directly to Trump's proposal, but said public officials and candidates should
be responsible in our rhetoric, responsible in our suggestions, and not suggest things that are overheated.
Imam Mohammed Majid of the Al-Dulles Area Muslim Society in Sterling, Virginia, said terrorist acts
distort the beautiful religion of Islam.
Johnson asked Muslims to report anyone in their communities suspected of turning toward violence. Steve Coleman, Washington.
Employees went back to work this morning at a social services center in San Bernardino, California, where 14 people were shot to death last week by a Muslim co-worker and his wife, who the FBI said today had been radicalized some time ago. Trudy Raimundo, director of the county public health department, had a message for her colleagues.
We held each other and we protected each other through this horrific event, and we will continue to hold each other and protect each other through what will be unmanageable weeks and months ahead.
The six-month-old daughter of the shooters will remain in Child Protective Services until another custody hearing is held next month. This is AP Radio News. Federal health officials are starting a study on how the environment affects the health of children.
The National Institutes of Health is launching a project to help unravel how early in life exposures may affect certain childhood disorders. The goal is to learn how children's environments interact with genetics and other factors to affect four public health issues: asthma and other airway disorders, obesity, autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders, and birth defects. The seven-year project is called ECHO, for Environmental Influences on Child Health Outcomes. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
What would you do to an intruder who sneaked into your home before dawn and stabbed your young son to death as he slept in his bed, and then cut his two sisters with a knife he had found in the kitchen? A father in Versailles, Kentucky, held the stranger until police arrived and arrested him. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.